High School Basketball is now on the air.
Maybe North Ender has won. Welcome back to Auburn High School. It's time for boys basketball tonight on Sunny 101.3. It'll be Fall City State Park. 10 wins and 4 losses taken on the Auburn Bulldogs with 11 wins and 2 losses all of the year. State Park comes in here after a projected tournament that found them finishing 4th place with losses in the semifinals on Thursday and in the 3rd place game on Saturday. Evening, Saturday afternoon, Irish boys lost to Tri-County. Auburn, they are coming in here, as we said, 11-2 on the year now for the Auburn Bulldogs. They've won 5 in a row at this point. In the girls' game tonight, Sacred Heart won it by a final score of 44-21. In another girls' game tonight, it was Pawnee City Girls and H. Cherez getting together over on KTMC. HTRS girls won tonight by a final score of 44-21 also. Is that right? Is that what he reported to me? That sounds awfully suspicious, but it's also obviously. No, we don't have a final score for that yet, so never mind. Halftime in a boys game, Mound City 48 and Northeast Nottoway 33. So you're caught up with the scores. Boys game coming up, Auburn at home, Sacred Heart trying to get a win after, as I said, 2 straight losses, and Auburn trying to keep their winning streak alive at 5. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a look at the starting lineups on Sunny 101.3.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Fall City.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, I guess we're back. I didn't want it back yet. Okay. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for this ball game. I'm getting an echo back here from the studio for some reason. So, if we get that fixed, no. Let's just take a deep pull here. Let's look at the starting lineup tonight in this ballgame. For the visitors from Sacred Heart, for Coach Doug Cole tonight, he will be with this starting lineup. 5'11" senior, Jacob Jordan. 5'11" senior, Jake Freshel. 6'1" junior, Evan Eagley. 6'3" sophomore, Joe Simon. And 6'3" senior, Brogan Nottigal. Jacob Jordan, Jake Freshel, Evan Keithley, Joe Simon, and Brogan Nockley are starters for the Irish. We'll see 5'11 junior Sam Dunn and also Derek Chawana, 6'6 senior in the ballgame tonight for the Irish. For Coach Jim Weeks and the Auburn Bulldogs tonight, we will see in the starting lineup 6'6 senior Ryan Dixon, 6'6 sophomore Maverick Binder, 5'11 senior Ryan Binder, 6'4 junior Skylar Rebel, and 6'4 junior Austin Levine. Ryan Dixon, Maverick Binder, Ryan Binder, Skylar Rebel, Austin Levine, your starting 5 tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs. We'll take another 1-minute break and be back on 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
With the spread of COVID-19 and variants on the rise, Community Medical Center in Falls City wants to share reminders and ways to manage if you have or think you have a virus. Stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms carefully and call your health care provider if they worsen. Rest and stay hydrated. Get tested if you have COVID symptoms. Wear a mask if you must be around others. Cover your cough and sneeze and wash hands often. Use a separate bathroom and isolate as possible. And avoid sharing items while cleaning and disinfecting frequently. Be smart and stay healthy. From your friends at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We'll get ready to go here. They're introducing the starters and the folks on hand here this evening at Auburn High School. Seems we've got some pretty good games coming up. Sig Hart's going to be coming up here Friday night. They'll be at home hosting Pawnee City. And then the road gets set for the Irish at Southern next week. I saw their boys from Southern play this week. They look like a very formidable opponent. Then they've got Johnson Brock also next week on a Tuesday, Thursday. Later on, the Irish have Sydney, Iowa, who at least at one point here was undefeated. And they finish off the regular season with Lord Central Catholic on a Saturday, I believe. And on the road for Auburn after tonight, their road gives nine teams that aren't having the best season record-wise. They've got Lincoln Luther and Johns County Central. They'll finish the season with Lincoln Luther 6-8, and Johns County Central is 8-5 at this point. The Irish with coming up, including this one tonight, the two Texas. Cup game for each team here tonight in this contest. The Irish for the visitors, dressed in the green, and Auburn in the whole white. Finishing up the introduction here, the Bulldog. Over on KKNC tonight, a couple Table Rock Senior Pawnee City and a girl boys doubleheader. That is Paris night tonight for the folks at Pawnee City tonight. Pound City now leading Northeast Nottoway 68-43 after three quarters in that boys game. North Nottoway leads Rockport Girls at halftime, 36-17. And we are ready to go. Stepping into the center circle, Austin Levine, a 6'4" for Auburn against Sagan Hart's Brogan Knoxville, 6'3" and a senior, and we're ready to roll. And the tip controlled by the Bulldogs. They will go left to right to the west basket here in the first half this evening. With the basketball, Maverick Binder, he'll come over to the right side to Roybal. And over for three, up and good, first game for Ryan Binder. Binder hits the triple to start it out for the Bulldogs. Sig Hart to the other end. Easily with the left side elbow into the high post. Now with it will be Freshel, and he lost his balance, fell down. Able to get the ball away to Jacob Jordan over on the right side. Now Jordan with the basketball around the defense. Over to Knoxville, top of the key. Inside, Joe Simon. Joe down the lane, out to Freshel for three. Too strong. Rebound will pair him out of bounds. It will be Bulldog basketball. The Bulldogs will bring it up the floor here now. to the front court we go. Off the left side to Ryan Dixon. Dixon holds it, moves into the paint. Draws a crowd, kicks it out on the left corner. Now to Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder, the senior, holds it, looks, skips it over to Roybal. Now in the court, Dixon moving in. Up off the glass and good on the right side. 5-0 Auburn to start the ball game. To the front court now. Knopfield with it. Has it against the man-to-man defense. Inside to Simon. Spins up and a little 3 or 4 footer. Up and good. The Irish on the board. 5-2. Joe Simon with the bucket. 6:25 to go. Out to the top with it. Levine off to Ryan Binder. Pass underneath. Gets the ball to Levine. Goes up. Simon with the block for the Irish. Held ball. And it will go to Sacred Heart. So Simon with the block shot. The Irish get it on the alternating possession here. So we come back to the Irish end. Jason Jordan with it. Moving around the left side. Lost the dribble. Now gets to Simon out between the circles. Right side Keith. He drives in. Spins. Back outside the arc. Around one defender to another. Now to knock the wide open. Three ball. Knocks it down. Nothing but net for Brogan Knoxville. We are tied at 5 here in period number 1. 5:44 to go. Wins the ball game is Brett Baltensbarger, a 6'5 senior for the Bulldogs. Here to drive and a throw across the lane over to Ryan Dixon. He'll spill it up for fired from 3, no good. Rebound, Jacob Jordan for the Irish. Jacob up the floor on the left side, head to Knoxville, 3 ball again, 6 again, left elbow, he's got 6, and the Irish take the lead for the first time now at 8-5. To the front court, 3 ball for the answer at the other end, up, no good by Ryan Binder. Jordan with the rebound on the run, lost it, got it back, he'll dribble out between the circles. Freshel stands way out on the left corner all by himself. Around it picked by Simon. Jordan for 3 on the flat iron. No good. Rebound to Ryan Binder. He'll come up the floor on the left side. Cut off there by Freshel. Freshel on the defense as Binder floats into the lane. Underneath, ball loose. Taken away. Keefley ends up with it for Sacred Heart. They come the other way. To the front, Jordan with it, back to Knoxville, fires over the right side to Jake Freshel, senior, moving with the left hand, gives the ball off Keefley, left side, 3 ball, switch, and then Keefley with a triple timeout, Auburn are going to have to go guard the Irish out on that left side, 11-5, Sacred Heart of the lead, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Guess we'll keep it here. 11-5, the lead. Sacred Heart after falling behind 5-0. The Irish have ran off 11 straight points. We have 4:04 to go here in this first quarter. Auburn basketball, they need to go the length of the floor here. Bring the ball up. Coming up with it, Maverick Binder to the right side, moves to the center to Baltensbarger, out of the right corner to Dixon. Dixon thought about a move, didn't make one. Back out top to Maverick Binder around the left side. Now to Ryan Binder, down to Maverick for 3 in the left corner, up no good. Knoxville the rebound for the Irish. Quickly ahead to Freshel, led him too far. Freshel able to save it, but the ball taken by Roybal. Roybal off to Maverick Binder, the front off the left side to Ryan Binder. He'll pull up the free throw circle, kick the ball to the side. Roybal down low. Simon dives on the floor. Held ball will stay with Auburn this time. Roybal down on the floor. Simon jumped down there as the ball rolled loose. They tie it up. Now inbound, it will be Maverick Binder from the baseline to Balthasarger. Out it goes to top to Ryan Binder. Nobody guarding. They'll take it over to Dixon on the left side elbow. Holding it. Nobody moving for Auburn. They're just standing still. They'll go down to Balthasarger on the baseline. Back out top to Ryan Binder for three. No. Follow up by Dixon underneath. The ball dropped right in his hands. He laid it up and in. That ends the 11-0 run for the Irish. 11-7 now. Taking Hart over to Freshel on the right side of the floor. Moving with the ball. Coming back to the left. Spins in the lane. Lost his balance. And gets ball for traveling. Freshel will check out. In for the Irish. Comes 5-11 junior Sam Dunn. 2:54 left here. Up the floor of the basketball comes Maverick Binder. Off to Balthasarger. Down the lane to Roybal. And a blocking foul will be called on the Irish here. Quick move down there. And I believe they got Sam Dunn. Let's see. Getting right across to the score. No, they got that on Evan Keithley. Excuse me. First foul of the game. And at the line, Roybal fires it up and got it. Roybal makes it 11-8. Sacred Heart with a lead. And the second one. Up and off the mark. No good. Simon with a rebound for the Irish. To the front court we go. Sacred Heart basketball. Jordan double team. Gets away. Mismatch. He's got Balthasarger guarding him. 6'5 senior on the 5'11 senior. Jordan's going to win the quickness matchup there. But Balthasarger did a great job and blocked the shot. Saved it over to a teammate. And here comes Maverick Binder. A long ball to tie it for Auburn here with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Left side, Balthasarger over to Ryan Binder. Ryan gives it up for Roybal. Roybal will hand the ball off to Ryan Dixon. Dixon into the paint. Balthasarger, left side, now down in the corner. Binder again fakes the three, drives in. Got open, missed the layup. Rebound coming down into the hands of Sam Dunn. Sam with the rebound and gives it off to Jacob Jordan at 1:45 of the first. Left side, keep it. Drop the ball, gets it back now, dribbles around to the right side. They switch off defensively. The Irish move side to side. Now into Simon. Good step around. Roybal with the steal for Auburn. Goggles pass. Just didn't get there quick enough. Left side with the basketball on the sideline. Ryan Binder around a defender. All the way in. Kicks it back out top to Dixon. Dixon down the lane into a double team. Whips the pass to the corner. Back out top to Maverick Binder. Three ball. No. Rebound. Jacob Jordan for the Irish. And Jordan dropped the ball. Knockwell comes back and picks it up. Now gives it off to Jordan again. Flying down the lane with a floater. No, and rebound out of bounds. Simon had a hand on it, and somebody apparently knocked away from it in a white jersey. Auburn will bring into the game now. Let's see. Balthasarger out. Back in is Austin Levine. The Irish bring Derek Schwong in for Joe Simon. Auburn is going to bring into the game Marcus Hudson, a 6-foot senior. They'll check in for Ryan Binder. Excuse me, Ryan Dixon. All right, inbounding with 1 minute to go will be Jordan. He'll lob it out to the top. Keithley is stepped away and stolen by the Bulldogs. Guy guarding another Irish player, able to step back and knock that away from Keithley. Good help defense. Off the left side of the floor, Ryan Binder underneath. Layup won't go for Levine. Rebound and knock to go, and here come the Irish. 33 seconds to go in the half. Make it 36. Knockwell down the lane, off the glass, up, no basket. A foul before the shot. Going to be called here on Skylar Roybal. That was a nice move by Knockwell to get down the lane. The baskets they put up on each side here block our view of the top of the clock. There's 34.2 seconds left in the quarter. Simon back in here for Schwong. Try to get 2 points for the Irish. Inbound from Jordan is tipped and stolen. Good play by Hudson. And Auburn gets the ball back with a chance to pull within one or tie it here. Out top with it, Maverick Binder. On the left side of the floor, hands the ball over to Baltusberger to check back in. Down to Ryan Binder. Down to the corner to Maverick. Booze up, back to Ryan Binder. Right side, 10 on the clock, and under 10 we go. Hit court circle with 6. Dribbling out top will be Maverick Binder. Bounce pass down, knocked loose, and the ball is out of bounds with 1.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here comes Skylar Roybal back in for Auburn. Russell will check in for the Irish in place of Heathley, who has the only foul of the ball game for the Irish so far. So inbounding, Marcus Hudson. Hudson looking in the middle, nothing there. He'll get into the corner. The Maverick Binder, three ball is short, no good. After 1, 11-8, the Irish lead it. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3. The Tri-State Region's.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
The 8, the Irish lead. They have the ball and will come off the floor. Off the right side to Joe Simon. Back to Keithley at the top for 3. Short, no good. The ball out of bounds. One of the Auburn cheerleaders says, "Here, Mr. Official, you take the basketball. I don't want it at the present time." Well, here come the Bulldogs with the basketball down 11-8. A Sigurd 11-0 run after they fell behind 5-0 in this ball game. Since that time, we've been kind of stuck here at 11-8. With the ball, Ryan Binder down the right side, out to Hudson for 3. It's up and good. Marcus Hudson will tie the ball game up at 11 at the 7:24 mark of his second quarter. Knocked off to Freshel for the Irish. Way out on the right sideline. Moves to left baseline to a cutting Keithley, but he traveled. Yep, no doubt. Good call by the official right there at Washington. Keithley got too many steps in after he caught the basketball. And it turns over to the Bulldogs again. Down to the front court with it, Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder on the right side will give the ball over to Ryan Binder. Out top with it. Now Roybal. Give the ball to Hudson. He goes underneath with it to Roybal. In the paint. Simon jumped up, came down, foul, and a bucket. And Auburn will reclaim the lead here. Foul on Simon will be his first. Roybal with the basket will be his first. He's got 3 points now. Made a free throw earlier. And it's now 13-11. Auburn, 6:51 to go in the first half. Roybal at the line, looking to make it a 2-point lead. Up, no, tip up, no good by Ryan Binder. And it will be a rebound to Simon. Ahead, Knockville with it, back to Jacob Jordan. Jacob coming from the right to the left, looking for help, trying a little pick and roll there. That didn't work. Out to Simon. He'll fire to Keithley in the left corner. He'll work the baseline. Cut off there. Back out to Jordan. Jordan, right side, making a left sideline. Moving to the right. Around the perimeter. Stops. in the paint, back out to Nautical. He'll move left to right, give it to Freshel, in the paint, back out to Jordan for a triple. Got it. Jordan with his first bucket of the ball game. Makes it 14-13, Sacred Heart. 6:03 to go in the half. Out top, Hudson again, right side for Ryan Binder. Guarded by Freshel, inside Baltonsparker. Guarded by Nautical. Back and in, now runs into Simon. Somebody snuck underneath, that was Roybal. And a block by Nautical. Nautical will bring it here in midcourt and give it to Jordan. Jacob Jordan directing traffic. Nautical trying to break free. Now take the ball to Keithley for three. Oh, my. Way off the mark. That ball is going to go out of bounds. That's as far off as I've ever seen an Evan Keith's shot right there. I don't know if he got caught between wanting to pass it and shoot or what happened. All right, into the game for the Irish. Derek Schwong, Knoxville will get a breather with 5:21 to go here, 5:24 maybe, in the second quarter. Maverick Binder up the floor with the basketball, off now to Hudson, and he traveled with it. He did a little jump to the side, and then the call for traveling. Well, I'll tell you a story here in a minute. But we've got 5:10 to go in the first half. Sacred Heart up 14-13. Jordan in the front court with the dribble. Irish overload the right side. Now everybody's right side of the free throw lane. Jordan comes to the left. At the high post is Schwong. Jordan gets a pick, goes off the right side to Freshel. Freshel coming back to the left, top of the key. Dribble and pass wide of the mark. Jordan able to save it. Jacob Jordan. They switch off defense. Now he's got Baltonsparker on him. Now to Freshel. Jake holds it. He'll dribble it. And now back to Jacob Jordan. Jacob on the right side, top of the key. Out on top on him is Roybal now. Roybal now Baltonsparker, 6'4 kid, guard. Now the Irish turned it over anyway, lost it on the side, and they went back over to Freshel. Schwong out and knocked it back in now for the Irish here. Up the floor with the basketball comes Maverick Binder. Moving the ball from the right side of the floor to the left side. Gives the ball to the double high post with it. Roybal. Cross he goes to Maverick Binder underneath the Baltonsparker. Tipped away, stolen by the Irish by Simon. Simon with it to Jordan up the floor. Excellent defense on both ends. Both teams pride themselves on their defense. Jacob Jordan with it out top to Simon. Joe out on the right side to Freshel. And he walks with it. Made the catch, he gets those quick feet, and he got them all moving. Before he got the ball on the ground, Doug Gold says, just stand there, stop. 3:50 to go here in the first half. The Irish up 14-13. Sam Dunn into the ballgame now for Keithley. With it, Maverick Binder, top of the key, left side, now to the side on the wing. Hudson with it. Back around the perimeter. Maverick Binder on the right side to the middle. With it again, Marcus Hudson. Dribbles to Roybal. Give it up now, Maverick Binder. Down the lane, left side, right hand, no. Baltonsparker with the rebound and the follow. And the lead goes now back to Auburn, 15-14. Knoxville for three, no good. Ball rebound to Ryan Binder. And a ball knocked away. Irish fans wanted a foul, so did the Auburn fans, I think. We've got a foul now on the rebound. It's Nautical up on the deck with Roybal. And they're going to get Nautical for the foul. Doug Gold saying, hey, what happened out here? He says there's an offensive foul out here. Frankly, I can't tell you I didn't see it. I looked up to see something else and missed whatever the Irish fans thought didn't get called there. Out top with the ball, Brian Binder. To Maverick, high post to Roybal, 15-14, Auburn leads, second quarter, right side Baltonsparker, back to the top, now to Ryan Binder, over to Hudson for three, and he's got it again, off the bench, 2-1 of this quarter, for Hudson. It's a 4-point lead for the Bulldogs. Timeout taken. Hart, we're back in 30 seconds on 71.3.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Hey, got a basketball. Sam Dunn with the basketball, and he gives it an inaugural top of the key. And we got a push foul underneath on the defensive end for Auburn here. Again, we sit up on the second level here, opposite the scorer's table. Foul is on Maverick Biner. His first team foul, number two, and a timeout by Coach Jim Weeks of Auburn. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Auburn. It is 18-14, the Bulldogs lead. Cigar basketball. Jordan will inbound from the baseline. He looks, gives into Knockle in the right corner. He'll dribble out of there and give it to Dunn. Sam on the right side. Move it toward the left. Bends off a little bit with the forearm as Baltasarger guards him across. And now to Fresh with Jake. Move it to the left. Give it to Simon. Up top. Moves in. Spins around off the glass. A good touch up there by Joe Simon. He's got four. It's now 18-16. Auburn with the lead. 2 minutes to go. First half. To the front, the Bulldogs inside Baltasarger. Big senior spins, goes cross lane. Roybal had it, lost it, out of bounds. Good defense there by the Irish. They had him in front and back. And it belongs to the Irish. Put in there 50 to go in the half here. Knocked goal inbound for the Irish. Back in for Auburn is Austin Levine. Baltasarger will sit down. They're really leaning on Simon inside. Now he's got it out between the circles. Give the ball off to Dunn. Dunn moves left. Now to Noctigal. Brogan holds it. Now dribbles. Out top again. Dunn well beyond the three-point line with the dribble. And to Jacob Jordan. The Irish senior point guard moves, floating to the right side. Down to Freshel. Jake with it, moving. Coming to the left side, in the paint, over it goes to Dunn. Dunn with the basketball, moving to the top of the key. Now keeps the dribble, backs up, guarded by Maverick Binder. Comes off, they switch defensively, give it off to Freshel. Inside to Knockle, they try to go back door. He had three defenders around him. Nodding, he got it out to Dunn. Three ball, left corner, up and down for the Irish junior. And Sagan Hart leads it now 19-18. Our fifth lead change of this first half. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. 19-18, Sagan Hart. Hudson with it. Left corner for Roybal. Looking, dribbles out of that corner. Hands the ball off to Binder with it. That's Ryan. Ryan will give the ball up back to Roybal. Now out to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder moving to the right side. And he gets cut off fires it across, it's tipped. It gets over to Maverick Binder. Down to 13 seconds to go in the half. Out top, the ball tipped by Jordan Backcourt. Maverick Binder coming up the floor with it. Five on the clock, three on the clock. Into the paint, takes it over to Hudson for three at the buzzer. Too strong. Now we've got a foul call. Oh, we do. Oh, my. Doug Gultz is not a bit happy. Doug Gultz is really not happy with this. Very stoic, but very unhappy. Now the referees are conferring. And they're going to give Hudson three free throws here. He's made two three-pointers this quarter. The first one for the tie is off no good. They'll get another one here. Second one coming up for the Bulldog senior. Second one up, no good. The best he can do is tie it now. Sacred Heart has not shot a free throw yet this game. And now for the tie for Marcus Hudson. Up, in and out, no good. He missed the ball. The foul was called on Sam Dunn, his first. Fourth team foul of the first half on Sacred Heart. At halftime, the Irish 19, Auburn 18. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
19-18, Sacred Heart with a lead over Auburn here at halftime of our boys' game tonight. The Sacred Heart girls picked up a win tonight over Auburn, already winning that game by a final of 44-21. In this one, we've had five lead changes and two ties so far. Auburn started off on a 5-0 lead over Sacred Heart. Then the Irish went on an 11-0 run to lead it 11-5. And then back and forth since that time with the five lead changes. In the first half for Auburn, leading the way, Marcus Hudson with 6 points and a couple of three balls in the second quarter. Skyler Roybal has three. Brett Walthenberger, two. Ryan Binder, three. He made the first three-pointer of the ballgame. And four in the first half for Ryan Dixon. For the Irish in the first half, 6 points for Brogan Knockle. He made back-to-back three-pointers in the first quarter. Joe Simon has four. 3 points for Evan Keithley, 3 points for Sam Dunn, and three for Jacob Jordan. as the Irish made 5 3-pointers in that first half. Shea Hart has not been to the free throw line in the ball game, while Auburn is just 1 of 6 at the free throw line in the first half tonight. 19-18, the score, the lead of the Irish after one. They'll take a 2-minute timeout. Check with the weather. Hear 2 more minutes of commercials from our radio station sponsor of all of our basketball. They'll be back with the second half action on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy and blustery tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-teens with winds out of the north at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday looks mainly cloudy with high temperatures in the lower 20s and northerly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, occasionally gusting up to 30. It's going to keep the wind chill in the single digits for much of the day. Partly cloudy Wednesday night with a low temperature of 2 degrees. Thursday, lots of sun with high temperatures reaching the upper teens. Friday, sunny, highs in the low 30s. Saturday, lots of sun with high temperatures reaching the mid-30s. On Sunday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with high temperatures recovering into the mid-40s. And Monday looks mainly sunny as well with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s. Tuesday, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures topping out in the mid-40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Sunny 101.3.
Halftime at Auburn, Nebraska. Fall City State Hart and the Auburn Bulldog boys mixing it up here. 19-18, the Irish lead after one half of play tonight. Boys results tonight. Mississippi's Northeast Nottaway, 83-48, remain undefeated on the year. Also in action tonight on other results going on as well. They are girls beat Auburn 44-21 tonight. Girls beat Pawnee City tonight. 61-28 was the final there. And we are ready to go here. Coming up the floor with the basketball will be Auburn to start this third quarter. With it out top, Ryan Binder passes off. Now around the right side to Ryan Dixon, who's back in the ball game. Dixon into the paint, kicks the ball out to the left side to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder moving to the right. Over it goes to Dixon again on the right elbow. He holds on to the basketball, looks for a cutter, doesn't find anybody. Now he'll go down farther in the corner with it to Maverick Binder. He'll float back toward the top. The Irish cut him off with a double team. Now he gives the ball up there for Skylar Roybal. Over on the left side, Dixon holds it again, drives into the paint. And we've got a whistle. We've got a foul called on Sacred Heart. The Irish foul will be on Evan Keithley, his second foul. First foul of the half against the Irish. So Auburn from the baseline will inbound the basketball. Move it around the perimeter. And Binder has it out top. That's Ryan. Over to Binder on the right wing. They play catch with it, back and forth. Keep on moving the ball back. Now they go into Baltimore, who starts this third quarter. Double team. Simon swiped at it, came up empty. Out top of the pass to Maverick Binder. Very patient here. And now to the corner for three, up and too strong by Ryan Binder. Rebound by Roybal, and he made the basket, but he got fouled before the shot by Nockigal, who picks up his first foul of the ball game. Second foul of the half. Already on there. No, that's two on Nockigal. Okay, that's what I was thinking. He had one earlier. Just didn't get it marked down. Bring it out top for the baseline again. Now with it, Maverick Binder with the basketball. Now in there is going to be Marcus Hudson. He had the hot hand in the second quarter with a couple of triples. Had a chance to tie it and give his team the lead, but came up short on three free throws after time had expired. Here's a shot in the paint, up and good by Ryan Binder. He's got five now in the ball game, and the lead belongs to Auburn, 20-19. That's our sixth lead change here in this ball game. And now Simon, right block, dribbling in, back in, spins off the glass. No, the rebound brought down other side by Marcus Hudson. So here comes Auburn the other way, and another Irish foul. Roybal forces his way in. That might be not going again. Doug Goltz. Not happy, and that's going to be three on Nockigal, so that is an issue. Into the game comes Derek Shawal now. Knoxville will take a seat on the Irish bench. To bring the ball in, Baldenbarger takes the ball to the left side of the floor. Ryan Binder. Now he passes into Baldenbarger. Got away, blocked from behind by the big man, by Schwalm. He tries an outlet pass, it's taken away. Baldenbarger, the ball being volleyballed around, and a shot up, a three-pointer, up and good by Marcus Hudson. The ball is not really knowing what was going on there by both teams. The ball was just, again, spiked like a volleyball, bumped like a volleyball several times near midcourt. And now it's 23-19, Auburn by four. And a bad pass by Freshel. A steal and all the way in for the layup. Up and good for Hudson. He's got 11. It's 25-19, a lead of six. Biggest lead of the game for Auburn. Timeout, take your heart. 25-19 Bulldogs, the 5-minute mark in the third. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, a tough start for the Irish here in the third quarter. They're now down 25-19. So here we go. Irish ball at midcourt. That's over in Vanilla. It's a broad in. Go backcourt. That's fine. Simon has it now to Jacob Jordan. Schwalm in the ball game, playing the post for the Irish, and we've got a foul. Underneath, guarding him was Ryan Binder at 5'11". First foul of the half on Auburn. And now we bring it back, bring it into Freshel. Jake has the ball, dribbles around out top for the Irish. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Over left side, Simon, 18-footer, too strong. Rebound brought down by Keithley for Sacred Heart. Keithley with it, guarded by Baldenbarger. Now they'll switch off defensively as the Irish move the ball from the right to the left. Now to Simon, way out beyond the three-point line. Now it goes to Freshel. Freshel moving left. Move in, leans, fires, and he got her to go. Jake Fresh with his first two of the night, 25-21. Now we come back the other way here. It's going to be Baldenbarger with the basketball. He'll give the ball up. Inside, down low, Binder to Binder, cross court. Over it comes to Hudson. He'll drive, he'll shoot short, and off of Auburn. Irish basketball. So the Irish get it back here. Looked like Simon had the rebound. He got tipped away from him. And now we'll come back the other way. Fresh will take the inbound. He'll bring it up the floor for Sacred Heart. Fresh will lost the handle on the dribble, throws in the middle to Schwalm. And it's shipped away, out of bounds by Auburn. All right, Jacob Jordan will inbound for the Irish here. Bring the ball into Freshel on the left side wing. Jake looks around, and we've got another foul called against Auburn here. Who do they get this time? The foul will go on Skyler Roybal. His second, team foul number two of the half. So Jordan inbound for the baseline again. Looks. Bounce pass into Freshel in the corner. Freshel dribbles, lost it, stolen away high Maverick finder that he traveled with. He'd used up his dribble and got his feet moving before he could get rid of it. And the Irish catch a break, get the ball back again on the baseline here. So the ball will be inbounded by Jordan again. Looking at it, long up and out top, stolen by Marcus Hudson. He is everywhere in the second and third quarter, and he came down. Preschel didn't give him room to come down, and Jake Preschel picks up his first foul, fourth foul of the half on Sacred Heart. So now Auburn will inbound from the midcourt. Bring the ball up the floor in the person of Maverick Binder, moving left in the lane. Out to the corner, Ryan Binder goes in, cut off by three defenders. Inside Roybal, and comes down. Oh, they're going to give him that basket. They're going to give it a continuation. Jacob Jordan came down with a hatchet across the arm, picks up his first foul. Team foul number five, they're going to count the bucket. I thought that was going to be before the shot, but no. That makes her score 27-21 and a chance for a three-point play. And it's good. 28-21, Auburn. Into the game of the Bulldogs. Once again comes Baltensbarger. Big senior checks in. Now we come up. Jacob Jordan bringing it up for the Irish here. Takes the ball to the front. Man-to-man by Auburn. Ball knocked away from Dunn. He picks it up. Gets the ball to Stice. Or excuse me, Stice to Preschel. Preschel looking now on the right side to Simon. Simon. Boy, the Irish have to be careful. These passes. Auburn quick as the Irish out there on the top of that defense. They're almost getting a lot of basketballs. Dunn dribbles in. The Irish can't penetrate. Jordan with it. 2:30 to go in the third quarter. 28-21 Auburn. The Irish led by one at halftime. They only scored 2 points here so far in this third quarter. Simon with it. Fakes left, goes right, gives it off there for Shawong. Back it goes now to Jordan. Jacob to the top in the free throw circle. Preschel pulls up. 16-footer, too strong. Rebound to Simon, to Jordan for three. Got it. Simon with the rebound. Simon with the assist and the three-pointer for Jacob Jordan. His second hoop of the night. 28-24, Auburn leads. To the front court, Maverick Binder down the lane, found an opening, missed it, got his own rebound, up, down, and a foul on the arm. They got what if Irish had two defenders there to rebound that basketball. They couldn't bring it in. Maverick Binder with his first bucket of the night makes it 30-24, Auburn. The foul will be on Derek Shawong. His first, team foul number six. Auburn could be at the line a lot in the fourth quarter. So, Maverick Binder, free throw up and good, makes the three-point play. 31-24, Auburn with the seven-point lead. Jordan in the front with a minute 40 to go in the third. Dribbles the basketball. Dixon picks him up now. Moving to the right, gives it to Dunn, into Simon. Simon had it knocked away. Jordan picks it up down the lane, floats it, no rebound, picked up by Marcus Hudson. And they've got a reach in foul. Sacred Heart just not getting very much done here in the third quarter. That reach in foul called on Shawong, his second, and it's 1-1. Shawong will go to the bench. Knockville comes back into the three fouls. And Hudson is at the line for a 1-1 opportunity here. He's 0 for 3 at the line, but has 11 points. And he nails this one. 32-24. Biggest lead of the game for the Bulldogs at 1:24 to go here in the third. Second one up. Second one good. He nails them both. And it's 33-24. The lead is 9. Jordan through traffic. Out to Preschel. Jake Preschel backing up. Drill him to the right. Now to Simon. Simon puts it on the deck. Spins down the lane. Good. Goes Simon with 6. It's 32-33-26. Auburn with the ball with a minute to go in the third. Out top, Maverick Finder with it. Pulls up in the lane, dishes it to the right side to Dixon. Back out top now. Maverick Finder around one defender. Stops. Goes around Nockville into the paint. Back out top to Dixon. To the top to Hudson. Hudson with it. Left side. Dribbles it. 36 seconds to go in the quarter. Maverick Finder to the hole. Up, passes out. Hudson over. It goes to Ryan Finder. Back to Hudson. Three in and out. Won't go. Cut the ball by Rybel. Underneath. Up and in. He's got eight in the game. 35-26. The lead back up to nine. Simon with 11 seconds. We've got a whistle. We've got a stop here. We've got a foul on Ryan Binder, his second. Team foul number three of the half on Auburn. Baltimore Barger back in to defend the middle here for the Bulldogs. Inbounding Jordan from the baseline to Knoxville in the corner. And Baltimore Barger ran into him. I think they knocked it. Brett picks up his first foul, team foul number four. On Auburn, still a 9-point Auburn lead. They trailed by one at the half. Coming back in is Hudson for Auburn. And Dixon will sit down. Now, inbounding, Jordan from the baseline. And it's knocked away. I had it knocked away. We went right back to Jordan. He'll shoot a three. Short, no good. Rebound to Rival. Six on the clock in midcourt, up the floor, Maverick Finder all the way in, lost it. Rival picked it up, and somehow found its way to Rival. He puts it up and in, or was it Hudson? It was Hudson. Hudson in the right spot at the right time. He's got 15, and it is now an 11-point Bulldog lead back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor coverings, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And ready to go in the fourth quarter here. Auburn with an 11-point lead outscoring the Irish 19-7 in that third quarter. So a good third period for Auburn puts them ahead. Pawnee City leading HRS 14-6 after one. That game on KTNC. So here we go with the basketball now. Simon to Dunn down the lane to Knoxville. He might have walked with it. I'm not so sure. Auburn didn't have a point there as he backed up. Dunn with it. Simon. Left side, we get a foul in the lane, in the paint, on Auburn. That foul on Maverick Binder is his second. Team foul number five. Auburn already in the bonus. Here in the second half, bring it to Simon. On the side, and it's punched away by Roybal. Thank you. All right, the Irish. Glenn Mann from the sideline this time, just up off the baseline. Everybody lined up on a corner of the lane. Jordan looking, and a bad pass in. Somebody got open. Hudson with the steal all the way with the left hand up, in and out, no good. For the rebound, comes out to Dixon. Inside, Roybal drops the shoulder into an Irish defender and puts it up and in. He's in double figures with 10, and it's now 39-26. 7:05 to go in the fourth. With it, Preschel out top with the dribble. Moving from left to right, now to Nachtigal. Into Simon, back and in on Dixon, and Dixon with a hand check foul will be his first. Team foul number 6, 39-26, Auburn with the lead. Jordan, it seems like all he does is inbound from the baseline here in the late last part of this game. Down the lane, Preschel makes the cut, gets the bucket, and gets fouled. He assists to Jordan on the inbound. 39-28, Auburn. Bulldog foul will go against Marcus Hudson, his first. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the game. Dunn will sit down. Evan Keefley in for the Irish now. Irish need Evan to get going. He's got a three-pointer in the game, and that's it. Free throw for Preschel. Rattles around. Won't go. Rebound to Skyler Roybal. He'll hand it out of there to Maverick Viner. He'll kind of jog the ball slowly up the floor here. On the left side, moves it over to Roybal. Around the perimeter, now to Ryan Binder. Holds it. Looks. Backs up in the corner. Now with it, Maverick Binder. They got the rest of the game. If they don't score, they win. They move in. Now back out. Simon on Binder. Now inside Roybal. And he backs in. Contact. No foul. Rebound brought down by Keithley. And now up the floor. Double dribble. Defense came up and made a move. And Nockaloo gets called for double dribble. He's frustrated. 6:04 to go. Timeout, Sacred Heart, 39-28 Auburn, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to kick the winter blues to the curb this year. Eat well, exercise, and stay connected to your loved one. It can be tempting to eat heavy comfort foods, snuggle on the couch with a warm blanket, and rant about the cold weather. This year, consume vegetables, fruits, and lean proteins. Integrate exercise into your routine. Start with a day or two, a week, and build up into more. Spend time with people who bring out the best in you. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a happy and healthy new year.
Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Bulldog boys have 39 points up on the scoreboard. Fall City Sacred Heart has 28 on their side. We had 7 lead changes and 2 ties in the ball game, but Auburn, with a big third quarter, outscoring the Irish 19-7, have taken control of this ball game. All right, Doug Golds took the timeout. The Irish back in action Friday night at home against Pawnee City. Inbounding will be Hudson to the backcourt to Brian Binder. He'll work it to the front. Started by Jordan. Now Roybal over to Maverick Binder again. Floating from the right to the left in the midcourt circle. Now passes off to Hudson on the left side. Hudson to Dixon to Ryan Binder. He holds it. Now goes underneath to Dixon. Triple team. Takes the ball back to the corner. Now he gets it back out beyond the three-point line. And now all the way out top to Maverick Binder. Clock is our friend, says the Bulldogs. Maverick Binder in the paint. Dishes down. And that should be Irish basketball, I think. Nope. I'm going to say it's Bulldog basketball. Ball up here at this angle. It looked like the Bulldog touched it last, but the referee standing there said no. Ryan Binder in traffic, nearly walked with it, out to Maverick for 3, and he switches it home. That is 6 points for Maverick Binder and is now 42-28. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Bulldogs, 14 points at the 5 minute mark of the game. And we've got a foul as the Irish go to Keithley on the right, semi to the left side. Foul on Ryan Dixon will be his second. And that will put Joe Simon to the line. 1-1. Sick and hard right now. 0-1 at the line tonight. Didn't shoot a free throw here in the fourth quarter. Simon at the line up. Got it. Now get another one here. Nobody in double figures yet for the Irish. Two players in double figures for Auburn. Sarah girls won tonight. 44-21. Free throw up and good. Simon gets them both. And it's a 12-point deficit for the Irish. Knocked, go out. Sagan Hart will bring Dunn in for him. With 5:02 to go. Up the floor, Marcus Hudson with it. Off to Maverick Binder. Around Jordan, out to Hudson. He'll move for the right wing, out to the top, and give it to Dixon. Back over to Maverick Binder. Dribble, seesaws it back and forth. Jordan on him. He goes around Jordan, but Jordan bumped into him. Jacob will pick up his second foul and put Binder at the line for 1-1. Maverick Binder, 1-for-1 at the line tonight, has 6 points in the ball game. So now we have free throw up off the mark. No good. Shining on the back of the rebound. It was tipped out of there by Ryan Binder. Now Knockville comes back in for Keithley as the Irish switch over to offense here. 4:41 left in the threshold. The Irish got to come out of the way to get some points. Auburn, Sarah said both they love to play. They both play tough, hard-nosed defense. Into Simon, too strong, and the rebound. We got a held ball that will go to Auburn as Roybal and Simon end up on the deck. Both of them had a hold of the basketball, and it will go to the Bulldogs. Keithley in for Nocturne. Nocturne's got 3 fouls. So inbounding will be Ryan Dixon from the baseline. The Irish showing full court pressure here. Ball comes in to Maverick Binder in the backcourt. Guarded by Jacob Jordan. A sophomore. Jordan a senior. Out to Roybal. Between the circles, left side to Ryan Binder. Off to Maverick. Pressure swiped at it. Didn't get it. Roybal has the ball. He'll hand it up to Maverick Binder again. Now look for a cutter. Nobody there. They'll reset the offense out near midcourt with the Bulldogs. So Jim Weeks up, spreading his arms, saying, spread out, boys, spread out. Maverick Binder to the hole, left side. Lost it on the way out. Ball's loose. It's Jacob Jordan on the run, and we've got a whistle and a foul as he starts up the floor. So Jacob Jordan will be in the free throw circle for 1-1 as the foul is called on Roybal. His third. Clock down to 3:41 to go now. Jordan at the line for the first time tonight. Jacob gets ready. Free throw up and no. Rebound picked up by Marcus Hudson for the Auburn Bulldogs. Now here comes Maverick Binder up the board. Maverick will stop. He comes to a double team. Throw it underneath. Roybal lost it. Got it back. And off the glass between Simon and Overdone. 2 more for Roybal. He's got a dozen. And it's 44-30. Auburn. Keithley in traffic. Elevates. Up and good in the paint. Evan Keithley now with 5 points. Makes it 44-32. It's going to be Maverick Binder to the front court with the dribble. 3:10 to play. The Irish chase. They try to trap to Dixon on the left side. They'll go over to Maverick Binder again. Maverick to the left side to Roybal. They'll hand it off to Hudson. He's had a big game for Auburn off the bench. A foul out top on Jake Threshold. trying to stop the clock, get a steal if he can. Team foul number 9 on the Irish. And that will be the last 1-1 of this ballgame. Both teams will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. At the line now is Ryan Binder with 5 points in the ballgame. Free throw on the way up. Short, no good. Rebound to Joe Simon. Simon to Jordan Jacob to the free throw circle. Not the goal. Holds it. Now has to go somewhere. Gets away to Dunn. Dunn nearly lost it. Now dribbles around. Binder went for a steal. Came up empty. Dunn all the way. Left side, right hand. Up and good. He's got 5. 44-34. Auburn by 10. 2:31 up the front. Hudson. Byers going to have to foul. Hudson got it back now for Binder. Now over to Ryan Binder on the sideline. Dunn goes over and fouls him. That'll be Sam's second foul, and it's double bonus time now for Auburn. At the line, once again, will be Ryan Binder. He just went 0-for-1 this time. He'll shoot 2. Free throw up and got that one. 45-34, Auburn. Second one coming. Auburn has won 3 straight state titles in C1. Up and good, he got them both. They had a 67-game winning streak snapped earlier this season. Jordan in little traffic. Up and good over the front. Exploding down the floor. It's now 45-36. Should be 46-36, excuse me. 46-36, and now another foul on Sam Dunn. I'm going to put Auburn at the line again here. Irish are going to foul. They run out of players here, it looks like, right now. 2 minutes on the clock. That's all that's left. A 10-point game, and Auburn shooting 2 every time now. Free throw up and good by Ryan Binder. He's now made 3 in a row. Halftime, Bonnie City leading HTRS in boys action, 28-26. Second one up. Push it again. And now 48-36. Auburn leads by 12. Jordan coming off the floor with a basketball. To the left side, gives it to Nochtigal. Fakes the 3. Now he'll move over a step and he'll hit the triple. Nochtigal now with 9, and Doug Golds calls a timeout with a minute 44 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers 1 tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Bulldogs leading over the St. Art Irish 48-39 here. With a minute 44 to go in this boys game. Rockport boys won tonight. They beat North Nottoway. Rockport with the win, 61-23 there. Halftime, Pawnee City leading Humboldt Table Rock Center, 28-26. That game on our sister station, KTNC, tonight. Now, the ball coming in. Bulldogs in the backcourt. Ryan Binder ahead. Ooh, the Irish want to travel. Didn't get the call there. Ahead in the corner now, Dixon. And who do they get? Nochtigal or Keithley? Pick him, Mr. Official. They're going to go with Keithley. Evan with his 3rd foul. And now it'll be Ryan Dixon at the free throw line to shoot 2. Took 6 seconds off the clock there. Simon will come back in for the Irish. Free throw is good. Auburn knocking him down here. 49-39, the score, a minute 38 to go. They're 5 out of 7, and now 5 out of 8 in this fourth quarter. Knoxville with the rebound off the miss to Jordan. Jacob up the left side of the floor. Top of the key, keeps the dribble. Still going down the lane, a big step. It's up, it's off the glass, it's good. Double figures for Jordan. He's got 10 now. 49-41. Auburn. And a foul as the ball comes inbounds. Foul going to be on Jacob Jordan. That'll be his third foul. The Irish fouling intentionally since about the 3-minute mark here, I guess, in this game. And at the line this time, Maverick Binder. He is 0-for-1 for 2, now 2 out of 3 at the line. Auburn knocking him down when they need to, now up 50-41. Here in quarter number 4, minute 14 left. Auburn, outscoring average 19-7 in the third quarter for just joining us. Free throw, no good. Rebound to Simon. Outlet up the floor, Freshel. That was Jordan to Dunn, and it's stolen away by Maverick Binder. So good to Hudson. Hudson drilling through traffic up the floor. Knoxville reaches out and fouls him on Brogan. That'll be number 4. With 62 seconds to go, the lead is 9. Another free throw here just about put this thing away for the Bulldogs, if it's not already. Hudson ready. Free throw up and good. He would be my choice for player of the game for the Bulldogs tonight. 16 points. He's rebounded. He's been a pest on defense. He just played a good game, and he did not start. 6-foot senior off the bench. Up, good. Got them both. That makes it 52-41. The lead is 11 again. Under a minute to go now. Knoxville with it. Hands to Jordan. Jacob backing up. Guarded by Dixon. And Knoxville down the lane. Auburn says, go ahead and shoot that layup. That's 11 for Knoxville. 52-43. And a foul in the backcourt. To the free throw line this time. Let's see. Who's the foul? Turn around, young man. Might be Hudson again, is it? No, it's not. We'll find it in a minute. He'll turn around. Free throw up, in and out, no good. That free throw shot by Dixon Liguori, who just entered the ball game. Liguori, 0-for-1. He'll get another one here. 41 seconds to go. It's up. It's good. 53-43. Auburn by 10. Jordan to the front. Dribbles. Keeps dribbling. Hands it off to Keithley. The Irish are moving, running a weave out top. Down the lane goes Keithley. Layup is good. He's got 7, and Doug Gold pulls his last timeout. Down by 8. 53-45. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme, premium diesel fuel, motor oil, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action here in Auburn, Nebraska. 53-45. The Bulldogs leading, looking to go to 12-2 on the year. St. Art will drop to 10-5 with a loss here. We have 27 seconds left. Auburn inbounds the ball to Ryan Binder in the backcourt. Freshel swiped it away, and it's going to be the Bulldog ball on the sideline. Good defense tonight by both teams, I would say. Third quarter, the decisive point in the ball game. and Auburn can't get it in, and Dixon will call timeout with 22 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hoppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
Sunny 101.3.
Auburn took the timeout. They couldn't get the ball in. Didn't want to turn it over to the Irish. But now, here we go. Inbounding will be Auburn in the corner on the right side. Dixon will fire a long one up the floor, and Ryan Biner caught up with it and could not control it. The ball out of bounds and Sacred Heart with 20 seconds to go. Knox will back in for the Irish. Auburn showing pressure defense here with an 8-point lead. Knox will in the backcourt to Dillon. Pushing it up the floor all the way to the hole, off the glass, up and good. The Irish don't have any timeouts left, though. 53-47 is down to 6. The Irish got a foul. And Keithley, I think, will be the guilty party here, but we only have 7.1 seconds to go. Evan will pick up his fourth foul of the night. And once again, the Bulldogs will be at the line. They've done a good job of knocking down free throws. Nixon Liguori, the shooter for Auburn, off the bench. 6'3 freshman up. Four hops on the rim, and it falls inside the cylinder and through the net. 54-47. That makes it another possession, and Auburn up and good again. Auburn's going to win their sixth game in a row. And a timeout taken by the Bulldogs. With 7 seconds to go, we'll take one more 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And Irish inbound the basketball. They go up the floor. Jacob Jordan comes up empty for three. It's rebounded and put back up and in by Evan Keithley. The bucket is good, and our final score is Auburn 55, Fall City Sacred Heart 49. 55-49, Auburn gets the win over the Irish. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Be back with a wrap up of the scoring on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Bulldogs pick up their sixth straight win tonight. They defeat the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish 55-49, the final score. Auburn with the win now. 12-2 on the year. Sacred Heart dropping to 10-5 and dropping their third game in a row. We had six lead changes and two ties, all by the first minute into the third quarter. After that, that third quarter was all Auburn outscoring the Irish 19-7 in the third period. For the Irish tonight, they're led by Brogan Knockle with 11 points, 10 for Jacob Jordan in the ballgame tonight, 9 for Evan Keithley, 8 for Joe Simon, 7 for Sam Dunn, 4 for Jake Freshel. The Irish at the free throw line tonight, 2 of 4. For Auburn tonight, now 12-2 on the year, they are led by Marcus Hudson with 17 in the game. Skyler Roybal had a dozen. Hudson came off the bench and scored all his points in the final three quarters. 9 for Ryan Binder, 7 for Maverick Binder, 5 in the ball game for Ryan Dixon, 3 for Nixon Liguri, and 2 for Brett Baltensberger. For the Bulldogs, at the free throw line in the game, 16 made out of 26 attempts. 16-26, will the Irish go 2 of 4. And I won't say that that was the reason the Irish lost. They had to foul late in the fourth quarter, the last half of the fourth quarter. They intentionally fouled a lot of time to try to get them in the line and get them to miss some, but they hit 11-16 in the fourth period. So congratulations to Auburn, now 12-2 on the year, picking up the win. For the girls' game tonight, it was Sacred Heart improving to 13-3 on the year as they beat Auburn 44-21. Auburn now 7-7. Harrison Vonderschmidt had 18 for the Irish, 13 for Jessica Wurtberger. Auburn led by two players with 4 points, Melanie Billings and Zoe Baldenberger with 4 apiece. Harrison Vonderschmidt, if you're just joining us, broke the Sacred Heart girls' career rebounding record tonight as she picked up 7 more rebounds. Now has 727 rebounds in her career for the Sacred Heart girls, surpassing Julie Freshel on the all-time list. Congratulations to her. That's going to wrap it up tonight from Auburn, where the Bulldogs and the Irish split. The Irish girls get the win, the Irish boys, and the Auburn boys get the win tonight here at Auburn. That's going to wrap it up here. We'll have more basketball coming up here later in the week for you. On Thursday night, on Sunny 101.3, it'll be Johns County Central at Humboldt Table Rock Center. I'll have that one for you. And on KTNC on Thursday night, Fall City is at Conestoga. Then Saturday at 4:30, at around 6, girls and boys action, Fall City Tigers at Johnson County Central. That's going to wrap it up here again from Auburn. I'm John Nixon for Kathy Diggins, our studio engineer. Good night, everybody.